in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. By the sweat of thy brow shalt thou earn thy bread, we are told by the book. And it's supposed to have been a punishment. But taking everything into consideration, is there a better way to earn one's bread and spend one's time? Aren't we also told that idle hands do the devil's work?
What is that?
It's an ancient, archaic weapon. It's called a gun.
What's a gun?
I suppose you could say it kills people.
Kills? What is that?
Well, I guess it simply factors them out of the human equation.
How? Oh.
You see that sheet of glass? Watch this. You could also do that to a human being.
Our mystery drama, The Land of Dreams, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Christopher Tabori and Marion Haley. Radio. It takes power to do the work of the world. Primitive man used his own muscles. And then some unknown genius saw that you could harness the strength of animals. One horse could do the work of 10 men. Modern man has replaced the animals with machines. One engine can do the work of 10, 50, 100, even 1,000 horses. But you have to give in order to get. Man could always control the animals. Controlling the machines could be another story. Every day, the machines become more intelligent. The day is close when man will have absolutely no work at all to do. How shall men and women get through the day? Journey with us some 2,000 years into the future.
They fall back. They fall back. Victory is ours. We have won the day. All hail Alexander the Great, conqueror of the Medes and the Persians.
This dream is over. Control hopes that you have enjoyed being Alexander the Great. You may choose another dream, active or passive, this afternoon. Now, we suggest you go to the park for mild exercise and then partake of luncheon.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Who? Me? No, nothing. Nothing, sir. Nothing.
All citizens are cautioned to be on the lookout for those who utter stupid statements. These must be reported to control at Station K immediately. This message is over.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you come here often?
Oh, yes, now and then. It's the most beautiful park in the province.
And it's a lovely day.
What did you say?
Oh.
You said it was a lovely day, didn't you?
I guess I did.
Everybody knows every day is a lovely day. Everybody knows it could never possibly be any other kind. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
So, you just said something stupid, didn't you?
Yes.
I should report you to control.
Please don't.
It'd be for your own good. You know the law of probability. Someone who says something stupid can probably be expected to do something stupid and should be watched.
Are you going to report me?
No. Let's forget it.
Well, you really should. Why don't you?
Maybe I think it's a lovely day, too.
You just said what I did.
So maybe I'm stupid, too. Are you going to report me?
Never.
I'd like to know you better.
How much better?
Completely better.
That means we have to get married.
I realize.
You've been married before, haven't you?
Oh, 10, maybe 12 times.
Oh, I can't remember all my marriages either.
You know, there's a marriage station just as you enter the park.
I know the one. I've been married there before.
I am activated. Your need?
Marriage.
Marriage.
Marriage. Stand by. The blue light. Face it, please. Thank you. Now, the red light. Thank you. You are now cleared for marriage. You are not cleared. I repeat, you are not cleared for reproduction.
Nobody ever is.
Did you say something?
Nothing, sir. Nothing.
Your marriage is officially approved. Congratulations.
Well, we were married.
Yes. No matter how many times I do it, I always get this feeling of excitement. Don't you?
Sure.
I always say to myself, maybe this will be the real one. Don't you?
But it won't be.
Why do you say that?
How can there be a real marriage if you're not cleared for reproduction?
Children? What's the point? You'd never get to see them. What would they be to you? What could you be to them?
Where should we go? My place or yours?
Well, mine's across the water. Well,
mine's in the valley. It's nearer, I guess.
All right.
Are you this morning?
Oh, all right. We're married. What's your name?
Joe. What's yours?
Oh, Pris.
Good morning, citizens. I hope you enjoyed a restful sleep. Your nutritious breakfast has already been mixed and is waiting for you in the serving compartments. The morning dreams begin at 9 and will run until luncheon. It has come to the attention of control that there is a subversive activity called a farm operating somewhere within the province. If apprehended, the farmers will be factored out of the living equation. All citizens who possess any knowledge of this illegal operation must report immediately to Computer Station K. This message is over.
A farm?
A farm? Why do you want to know?
Well, we're supposed to report to control if we find it. But how could I find it if I don't know what it is?
From what I've been told, a farm is a place where they grow things.
What sort of things?
Oh, fruits, vegetables.
What are those?
They were round things, although some may have been like cylinders. They grew on trees or bushes. Some of them even came right up from the ground. They were tomatoes, and there were oranges and apples.
I don't understand.
We have a taste called tomato, and one called apple, and so forth, right?
Yes.
Well, at one time, you had things that were actually tomatoes and apples.
Is that really true?
Today, everything is chemistry, formulated in tanks and so forth. But in those days, you would pick the actual fruits and eat them.
Do you expect me to believe that?
Oh, but it was more. It was a whole way of life. See, first, you prepared the ground.
Prepared?
Yes, you plowed and you planted and you fertilized.
You just lost me.
You worked all day in the sun. And then came the time to harvest the fruits and the vegetables. You were actually doing things with your own muscles.
I know where you saw that. At the dreams. Do you know which one? I'd like to see it, too.
It wasn't a dream.
Oh, it had to be.
No.
That proves how great it was. You actually believe it. I mean, we're supposed to believe all the dreams while they're happening, but to believe one later.
It wasn't a dream.
I'm sure we could find it on your dreamer. Turn it on. Where do you keep it?
I don't have one.
You mean you go to the public dreams?
Well, I just go because if you don't go sometimes, control starts to get so suspicious.
But if you don't go to the dreams, what else is there to do with yourself all day?
I like to go places.
Well, where's there to go? One place is like any other. Joe, I'm stupid, but I'm only passively stupid. I don't do anything stupid. Do you?
You shouldn't ask me that.
Well, why not? We're married.
And so what? We could become unmarried tomorrow. All either of us would have to do is report to a computer station and say one word, dissolve. I've said that word before, and so have you.
Yes, but...
But what?
I told you about our marriage. I hope this one will be real.
I've stopped hoping.
Oh, you mustn't.
There can't be any real marriages today. I mean, look at us. Two people. We happen to meet. We like the looks of each other, and so we'll stay married till one of us meets someone who looks better.
But suppose we learn to know each other.
How could we do that? It would mean we agreed to trust each other.
Yes.
It would mean we place our lives in each other's hands.
Yes.
No.
Joe, maybe you and I could be different.
I have to go out.
Where?
Look, I'm only married to you. I don't have to answer your questions.
Hey, hi, Joe.
Mel, I received your message. Why do you want to see me?
You'd better not come out to the farm for a while.
Why?
Well, you've just been married.
Well, so what? I've been married before.
We have to check her out first. How do you know she's not a control agent?
No, not Pris. Oh, she's a very simple girl.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Just the type you'd never suspect.
But how can I keep away from the farm? It's my whole life.
Well, just be patient till we find out definitely about Pris.
Huh? And what am I supposed to do meanwhile? I have to work to use my hands? Am I supposed to go to the dreams all day?
We have to be sure, Joe. If the computer ever finds out where the farm is...
And how can it find out? We've developed a camouflage shield that's further advanced than any probe they've got.
If we were betrayed, Joe...
Are you saying Pris is an agent?
If, Joe, if. Not a split second the computer absorbed that information, you and I, every last one of us, we'd be factored out. No, I won't use their jargon. I'll call it by its right name. We'd all be killed.
Why did this have to happen to me?
Oh, it isn't just you, Joe. Any time any one of us gets married, we have to discover whether or not the new partner is harmless.
Well, suppose I wasn't married.
There'd be no problem.
Then there's no problem now. I'll dissolve.
Joe, you can't be happy unless you're married. We have to go through this every time. Now, it won't take long. Just be patient.
I can't keep away from the farm.
Look, I said I was sorry.
But I'm willing to dissolve the marriage.
No, you can't.
Why?
Well, what if she does happen to be an agent? She'll become suspicious. Now, that means you'll be kept under very close watch. Now, we couldn't afford to let you come to the farm in any event.
What am I supposed to do meanwhile?
Watch her. Study her carefully. For any signs of a suspicious nature.
Where were you?
Out.
I went to the dreams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's warm and sunny, and I wanted snow and mountains and skiing.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it passed the time.
Skiing?
What would you like to do now, Joe?
Why don't we perform marriage?
All right, Joe. What kind of music do you like?
Oh, any kind of music.
Is this all right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, just fine.
Joe?
Yeah?
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, of course I'm all right.
Your hands. I just noticed... Is there something wrong with your hands?
What could be wrong?
I never saw hands like yours. They seemed to be so hard and so rough. You'd better report to medical.
My hands are all right.
But how did they get like that?
Oh, forget about it.
How can I forget about it? If there's something wrong with you, it's your duty to report it to medical. If you don't, then it's my duty to report you.
Duty. That seems to be the operative word in this land of dreams in the far-off future. All right. We know what's wrong with his hands. All he has are simple calluses. In our society, a sign of honest toil. In his, a symbol of subversive activity. We'll see how it all works out in Act Two shortly. In ancient times, the average person was forced to perform labor, whether he wanted to or not. The overseer's whip saw to that. In our days, economic and social pressure provide the spur. But in the future world of our story, it's all reversed. Idleness is socially desirable. Industry is frowned upon and even prosecuted.
You would report me?
Joe, tell me what's wrong with your hands.
Nothing.
You're doing something stupid, aren't you? Oh, please, trust me.
Why should I trust you?
I know you think I'm silly, stupid, because I'm always going to the dreams.
I never said that.
I know you didn't say it. You think it. Joe, don't you see? I'm desperate. Like you, like everybody else. I have nothing to do. That's why I try to lose myself in the dreams. Oh, save me. If I keep going to the dreams much longer, I'll be lost like most people. Lost and dead.
How can I save you?
The same way you're saving yourself. Whatever it is you're doing, let me do it with you. You're different.
How do you know?
Because I've spent my whole life just looking for somebody different. And when I saw you sitting in the park, I just knew you were different. I could feel it. So I took a chance. I spoke to you. Joe, I love you.
Love?
You know what love is. You've been to the dreams.
Yes, and it belongs in the dreams. How can we be in love? We can't have children.
Who says we can't?
The law?
I don't care about the law. I only care about you and me and the true expression of our love, which would be a child.
You would have a child?
Yes.
You would have to carry this child, this embryo, in your own body.
Yes.
And allow it to grow there, to full term.
Yes.
It could be dangerous for you.
I understand that's what all mothers used to do thousands of years ago.
But even if it wasn't discovered, and the child were born alive, the troubles would only begin. He couldn't be registered. He. Oh, we couldn't even decide which.
I don't care. I'll take either.
We'd have to hide him or her somehow and raise him somehow until he'd be old enough for us to forge an identity.
Yes.
Pris, are you sure?
I'm sure.
Why?
I told you. I love you.
I always wanted to be in love. I just never met anyone like you before. I thought I'd have to wait forever.
So did I. I'm scared.
You can change your mind.
No. We'll just have to find a place to have the child. And a place to raise the child. A secret place. Where?
Where?
Citizens, to date, no one has responded to the orders of control to report any suspicions concerning the location of the subversive place known as the farm. If it should be ascertained that you have such information and are deliberately withholding it, you will be punished by being factored out of the human equation. This message is over.
I have an idea. Mel, what do you mean we're giving up the farm?
We can't win. Now, sooner or later, the computer will develop a device to pierce the camouflage force field. And then we're all dead.
Then let's destroy the computer.
What are you talking about?
Let's set the date and the time. And on the signal, we'll have people go to every computer station and just destroy them. Wouldn't that be the end of it?
No. You look at the computer as just a mass of circuits.
Well, what else is it?
The computer has created a life of its own.
What do you mean, a life?
Joe, we're humans. We evolved over millions of years from organic matter. Now, we were created by a cosmic force or forces that sparked life into this matter. Well, the computer has also become a cosmic force.
Now, do you know what you're talking about?
The computer has also sparked life into inorganic matter. Rocks, minerals, metals.
Life? No, I don't believe it.
This life has developed into creatures exactly like ourselves. Human in every respect, except they're synthetic.
Human? I can't believe it.
Now, anyone you see walking down the street, anyone at all, could be a synthetic. Now, soon, they'll be the only ones left in this world.
No, that's impossible.
Why? The human race is disappearing, isn't it? We're dying of boredom. We built machines to relieve us of our work, and now we learn too late that without work, we must die. The computer doesn't allow us to reproduce. In just a few years, only the synthetics will be left.
All right. What do you think we can do about it?
There's nothing we can do about it.
No, you're wrong. We humans will have to have children.
But the computer won't permit it.
Oh, the computer. First it drives us to madness, and then it gets rid of us completely. No! We're gonna have children.
You know what happens to those who get caught.
All we need are numbers. Enough humans who want to stand up and fight. Oh, this generation, you can forget about them. Most of us have been brainwashed by the dreams. But we'll raise new generations. Fighters.
Where could we do it?
On the farm.
But if they find us?
If they find us, we're finished anyhow. We'll have to keep perfecting new camouflage techniques. We'll just have to stay ahead of the computer, that's all.
I don't know.
What's the farm for? And the workshop. Keep us occupied, to keep us from going crazy. We were willing to risk being killed for that. Isn't this more important?
Yes, but where would we get the women who'd be willing?
Well, I've already got mine. Pris. She wants to have a child.
How do you know?
We talked about it.
You've talked about it?
Yes, and we've more than talked about it. We've decided to do it.
You have just placed your life in her hands. What if she is an agent, an informer? Couldn't you wait until we cleared her?
Do you realize it's been years since a human child has been born? Soon we'll all be too old. And then it'll be too late. No, there's no time, Mel.
How do you know we can trust her?
I know.
How?
We're in love, Mel. We're in love. Let's stop here, Pris.
Oh? I thought we were going to the farm.
And that's right, we are. And we're here.
But where is it? The farm.
You're looking at it.
I don't see anything.
You don't?
Well, just the same fields we've been walking through.
Well, that's good. It shows you how effective our camouflage shield is. Now, you move past this tree.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, what happens now?
Mel, or whoever's on duty, will see us and open the force field to let us come in. Oh, that's right. Let's just stand here.
Joe, what happened?
Fantastic, isn't it?
Well, it's as if we've suddenly been transported to another country.
In many ways, this is another country. This is the farm.
I've never seen fields that looked like this in all my life. Not even at the dreams. What's that?
That in front of you? Well, that's a wheat field.
Wheat?
Yeah, those stalks on the top are ground into flour. And from that, you make bread.
Bread?
And on your right is corn.
It looks so pretty.
Wait till it's ripe. And we pick some. And you look inside.
And what's on those trees?
Fruits?
Yes, you told me about those.
Yes, these are apples. Would you like to taste one? No, here, wait. Here's a real beauty. Taste it.
Where's the liquid?
Well, there isn't any. You bite into it.
Bite?
Yeah, that's what your teeth are for, biting.
Biting?
Thousands of years ago, people used to bite all their food instead of drinking it. You see? You bite into the apple. And you chew it with your teeth.
But why?
So you can reduce it to a kind of a pulp and swallow it. Then in your stomach, it can be converted into a liquid.
Well, but isn't it more efficient the way we do it now? To reduce to a liquid before we eat it.
Yes, of course it's more efficient. But this way, it's more delicious. Come on, have a bite.
Well, I don't think I know how.
You don't have to know. Just do what comes naturally.
All right, I'll try. Joe? Oh, Joe.
Well, how do you like it?
Oh, it's out of this world. I don't know what to say. It's magnificent.
You have so many marvelous discoveries waiting for you. Oranges and pears, berries, bread, meat.
Meat? What's that like?
Oh, there's no way to describe the texture. Taste. Oh, it's a whole new world. Here, come. Let me show you through the workshop.
The shop?
Yeah, it's part of the farm. You'll see people preparing the food by hand and making clothes by hand and building furniture.
It's unbelievable.
But this is what the world was like thousands of years ago.
What a world that must have been.
Yes. And if we only could get back to it.
If only we could go back. Is this to be the eternal cry of the human race? Oh, for the good old days. Are the times we live in always the times that are out of joint? Why do we constantly bemoan the present? Don't we realize that one day a future generation will look back on our era and call it the good old days? We're going to have the good old third act shortly. Mankind always mourns the loss of Eden. But that is Eden as an idea, very rarely an actuality. There is a universal yearning for paradise, but nowhere a clear idea of just what exactly paradise is like, or what you would do there. Like everything, can paradise also be too much of a good thing?
What is this place?
The bakery.
Oh, it's so warm in here.
Douglas has just finished baking bread.
What is bread?
Here, a fresh loaf. Let me cut you a slice.
It's wonderful.
You have so many more wonderful things to see and feel and do. Come on. I want you to meet Mel.
What's he doing?
You must never disturb a craftsman at his work.
Hey, that should do it. Oh, hi, Joe.
Hi, Mel.
Hi. And this is Pris, huh?
Hi, Mel.
Pris is one of us now.
Well, what is it you'd like to do, Pris?
Do?
Well, yeah, everyone here has an urge. Joe wants to be a farmer. Doug is a baker.
Isn't it obvious what Pris wants, Mel? She wants to be a mother.
Yes, of course. And that's the most important thing for all of us right now.
What do you do, Mel?
Oh, I'm a gunsmith.
Ah, what's that?
Oh, many thousands of years ago, people used guns.
What for?
To kill.
Kill? What's that?
Well, it was a way of factoring someone out of the human equation.
You mean that thing, that gun, could make someone disappear?
Yeah, in a way, in a different sort of way.
Uh-huh. I don't understand.
Well, that someone would cease to function.
But why would you even be interested in a thing like that?
Here, look what a beautiful piece of work this is, huh? It's the type of gun called a revolver. Now, you see how intricately it's made? Here, how all the parts turn upon themselves so smoothly.
Uh-huh, but how does it work?
Well, one places these cylinders inside. Now, they contain explosives. One day I'll explain to you how that's made. And one just blows up anything one points at. You see that glass?
What is glass?
Oh, one day I'll explain that, too. But notice what happens to it. Now, watch.
It's all right, Chris.
Now, here. Wait. You see what happened to the glass?
Oh, where is it?
It's on the floor. It's broken into thousands of tiny pieces.
Oh, Mel. Could you do that to a person?
Oh, yes. Easily. You could just blow someone apart. Especially with the explosive I used.
I don't feel well.
Joe, she'd better rest. Would you take her home?
No. I'll be all right.
No, you are the most important member of our group, Pris. You have to think of the baby.
No. Oh, no. I can't. Joe.
Pris.
Joe.
Pris, Joe. Wake up. Pris.
Oh, what's the matter with me?
Chris, are you all right?
Well, I was having a nightmare. Why?
It must have been the bread and the fruit and the meat.
But they were so delicious.
I know, but you're not used to them. You have to retrain your entire digestive system.
Why am I so afraid?
It's natural to be afraid. You're having a baby, remember? All by yourself.
Yes.
You want to go back to sleep?
No. I want to go for a walk.
Now? Well, I'll go with you.
No. Please.
Oh, all right. I understand in the very old days when women were pregnant, they used to have all kinds of whims. Be careful.
What could happen to me?
Well, I mean, there's the baby.
Yes. A baby.
This is all-purpose computer station K. State your objective.
Security.
Face the blue light. Now the red. You are operative 7. Your assigned name is Pris. You were sent out to ascertain the location of the subversion known as the farm.
Yes.
Report.
I wish to be taken off the assignment.
State your reason.
I just feel I can't do it, that's all.
Stand by for scanning.
Please.
Stand by. Face the yellow light. You are in love.
No.
The truth. Yes, it is logical for you to be in love.
But that's stupid.
Since your mission was to uncover stupid people, you had to be programmed for stupidity yourself.
But I love him.
Only because it was programmed. You can be reprogrammed completely.
But the baby...
There is no baby.
But I want a baby. I love Joe.
You can't. All this is merely a temporary implanted circuit. It isn't real.
But the baby... The baby is real?
How can the baby be real?
I want my baby. And nothing, nobody is going to stop me.
Face the green light.
No.
You were only reacting, and splendidly, it must be said, to your programming. No wonder you were able to fool them. Stand by.
Standing by.
New instructions. You have ascertained the location of the so-called farm and workshop.
Affirmative.
You will continue in present role until further orders. Understood.
Affirmative.
Object, to gather together as many farm subversives as possible before factoring the group out of the human equation. Understood?
Affirmative.
Chris.
Yes.
Oh, you're home. Is everything all right?
Yes.
Feeling better?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Go back to sleep, Joe. Go back to sleep.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mel.
How's Pris?
She's fine.
Hmm. You sure?
Of course.
Have you noticed anything about her lately? I mean, maybe something different?
No. Although I...
Yes?
It's nothing.
No, just tell me what it is.
It's just... I think she's kind of edgy these days.
In what way?
She seems irritable. Out of sorts.
Oh, I see.
Ordinarily, it's the kind of thing someone would report to a medical computer for and get an adjustment. But in her condition, how can we take such a chance?
Listen, we can't risk having anything happen to her. Now bring her out to the farm as soon as you can.
Mel wants to say hello to you first thing, Pris.
All right.
Pris, wait a minute. Are you sure everything's all right?
Everything's fine. On schedule.
I just wanted to be certain.
Oh, shut up!
Pris.
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm so sorry.
What is it? Won't you tell me?
Oh, it's just it's just something. Vestigial.
Vestigial? What on earth can that mean?
Oh, it means... something is left. And it's trying. It's trying to get through.
Pris, what are you talking about?
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing at all. I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine.
You know what I think? I think it's the food here. Sometimes people need a long time to get used to it.
I'm sure that's right.
It's not only the food. I guess it's a culture shock. I mean, what we're doing here flies in the entire face of outside society. Isn't that true?
Yes.
You see, society today is merely a one-step transformer and a gigantic funnel. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
The computer just assembles nutrients from the ground and forms them into food values. It takes metals and minerals from the earth and forms them into whatever shapes and structures that are needed. Isn't that so?
Yes.
But what we're trying to do is to go back to a simpler...
Less efficient.
Well, yes. Less efficient, maybe. But more human.
Human?
Yes, human.
To be human is to be less efficient.
Of course.
You admit?
Well, it was never an issue. What's so great about efficiency, anyhow?
Well, it's...
Oh, no, come on, Pris. Too much of anything is a bad thing. Even too much efficiency. That's why we have to destroy the computers.
Destroy? Kill?
No. You can't kill a computer. It's not a human being. It doesn't have feelings.
Are you sure, Joe?
How can a computer possibly have feelings? Oh, hey, why are we talking about these things anyhow?
Joe, humans built the first computers.
Yeah, and that was our first mistake.
And after you destroy these computers, how do you know you won't build more and start this thing all over again?
Well, if we do, we won't let it get out of hand.
How do you know?
Oh, Pris, you have to have more faith in mankind than that. We'll raise our child to have that kind of faith, won't we?
Yes.
Hi, Mel.
Hi, Mel.
Well, hi to you both.
That's a new gun, I see.
Huh? Oh, yeah. It is the most powerful one yet. We may need it.
Why?
Well, one day we'll have to destroy the computers. What do you think, Pris?
Yes, we will.
Well, I'm glad you brought Pris here, Joe. We have to decide what to do when her time comes.
We know that already. We have to find someone who knows about primitive medicine so she can have the best chance to deliver the baby.
I don't think Pris is having a baby. Are you, Pris?
Well, of course she's having...
Let her answer it, Joe. Are you, Pris?
Yes.
Well, that should answer your question.
Pris, what were you doing at All-Purpose Computer Station K, What were you doing at a computer station to begin with?
What are you saying, Mel?
I say we have been watching her.
What?
She is an agent.
Oh, that's a lie.
Is it? There are at least 10 computer stations closer to your home than Computer K. But only the K station can be programmed into security. Now, why did she have to contact security?
Pris, is he telling the truth?
No.
There. You see, she dies.
What, do you expect her to admit it?
Believe me, Joe. I love you.
Now, listen to her voice. It's losing its human quality.
I love you, Joe.
The computer tried to make her human, but she fell in love and couldn't perform her mission. It tried to dehumanize her a little, but it's no good. Under stress, she is losing her reality.
You're all under arrest. I love you, Joe. You will all stand by for factory.
We have got to stop her.
Oh, Pris.
Out of the way, Joe.
No, Mel, don't.
I love you, Joe.
If she leaves, we'll be factored out.
I love you, Joe.
Pris!
I love you, Joe.
Pris. She's a machine, Joe. Joe, she's just a machine.
No!
That's all she was, Joe. A machine.
I loved her.
Oh, Joe, we forgot how to love long time ago. And look what happened.
Yes, look at what can happen if we can't find a way to live with progress. If we can't learn to live with security, with plenty. Seems like it would be a very easy thing to do. Well, it's always the easy things that baffle us. The difficult things like going to the moon, splitting the atom. These present no real problems. But something basic, like living together and loving each other. Aye, as Mr. Shakespeare said, there's the rub. I'll be back shortly. Was it that said, if a man cannot dream sometimes, he is hopeless. But if he dreams all the time, he is helpless. Dreams, the most mysterious aspect in all of human life. What is a dream? What do we mean by the land of our dreams? A dream, it can be an escape from reality. It can also suggest an escape to reality. Like everything else, it all depends on what you do with it. Our cast included Christopher Tabori, Marion Haley, and Earl Hammond. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.